A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. Jesus said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the ten heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be the first among you shall be your slave. Just so the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the feast of the Apostle St. James, also known as St. James the Great, perhaps to distinguish him from several other James that we have in Scripture. But this James is the brother of John, who are fishermen with their father, who are called by Jesus to be disciples, the sons of Zebedee, whose mother is also later known as Salome. Jesus nicknamed them the Sons of Thunder. They must have been very powerful characters that he would be calling them thunder. They are among the first of Jesus' disciples and his core group, you might say, his best friends, Peter and Andrew, also fishermen and brothers, and James and John, brothers fishing on the Sea of Galilee. Now this James turns out to be the only apostle whose martyrdom is actually recorded in Scripture. I mean, we know of the stories and reports of other martyrdoms like Peter's and Paul's, but in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12, verses 1 to 2, we read that King Herod, who was Herod Agrippa the First, beheaded James, the brother of John, and took such delight in it that the others, the Jews, also took delight in that he wanted to go and get Peter arrested as well. Some find it strange that this St. James is the patron of Spain, Santiago of Spain, of Compostela, because how would it be that he would be preaching in Spain, as the legend has it, and also early martyr, perhaps in 44 A.D., back in Jerusalem? Well, some suggest that he actually went off preaching and came back to Jerusalem for meetings. As we know, there were Council of Jerusalem and other early gatherings of the disciples. Maybe they came back. We do know that Paul also wanted to go preach in Spain. If he came back to Jerusalem, James perhaps was beheaded then, and then his body shipped back to Spain, where the people loved him. At any rate, it's curious that this James becomes so great, like we still have people going to the Compostela shrine, making pilgrimages across all of Spain and all of Europe to see Santiago de Compostela. The remains that are there are of this apostle. But how did he become so great? When we heard in this gospel that he erroneously thought, and his mother as well, That being great would be getting privileges, perhaps to get the best seats in heaven, right next to Jesus. It's a very strange concept of who James turns out to be for us, because his greatness is suddenly changed to one of service, just as Jesus says to them, "Do you want to be great? Then serve." And it's very interesting because I think today we have some great examples of how it is for many of us in the church to begin to be great. Who are people that you know that are great servants, slaves for others in the church and in society? You probably know some. Perhaps you are one of those great people. I could not help but think of the active sisters in our church today who have been serving for centuries and continue to serve today, especially the poor and outcast, the immigrants, the sick, the uneducated, the young and the old. So many congregations of religious sisters have been in this service project that they are truly great. We just recently had the 200th anniversary of the founding of the Sisters of Loretto in the United States, and I was privileged to attend that wonderful massive celebration here in Denver, Colorado, where I live. And what a joyous occasion for all of us to celebrate women, religious women, who are models of service today. So it is very impressive, I think, for all of us to think twice, perhaps, how is it that we ourselves could be like these religious women and like Saint James? If we want to be great, then we need to serve others rather than seek to be served.